The Destroyer. Mac's Mission Log. We are traveling through space on board the microship Excella with our new friends Nock and Seven. We're on a mission to save Planet X's, Nock's home planet, which is running out of power. The only way to do this is to collect the fragments that form the core of Exis, the most powerful energy source in the galaxy. We thought our mission would be over when we had collected 4 fragments, but it was not to be. In our last adventure, we arrived back on Planet Exis, and Nock tried to reform the core. It didn't work. We learned that there is a 5th fragment. Our mission isn't over. Only the king and queen of Exis, Nock's parents, know where the final fragment is hidden. So our first task is to find them. They have been taken prisoner by a space alien called Batla and his army of robotic crews. Batla wants the power of the core for himself. Chapter 1. Batla's Ship. 5 figures appeared on the teleport deck of Batla's ship, the Destroyer. They stood for a moment, their minds still full of darkness. Max, Cat, Ant, Tiger, and Nock gazed around at their unfamiliar surroundings. The light from the teleport gave the room a sinister yellow and green glow. Only seconds earlier, they had been on Planet Exis. They had tried to reform the core of Exis. It hadn't worked. There was still 1 fragment missing. Only the king and queen of Exis, Nock's parents, knew where the missing fragment was. But they were being held prisoner on the Destroyer. Back on Planet Exis, the last thing the children had seen was their friend, Seven, being hit by an energy ball. Cruel One, the commander of Batlaw's army, had blasted him out of the teleport beam. Seven hadn't made it onto the Destroyer.
"We must go back down to Exis," cried Nock. "Seven needs help!"
"We can't go back now, Nock," Max said gently. "Batla is still down there."
"He could teleport here at any second," added Cat.
Tiger was already pulling some wires out from under the control panel.
"I've disconnected the teleporter. That should stop Batla for a while. The only problem is that we can't teleport off the ship now, either."
"We'll find a way when the time comes," said Max. He knew he had to be brave, even though his stomach was gurgling like the pipes around him.
"First, we need to find the king and queen. They can tell us where the 5th fragment is. Then, we can defeat Batla for good."
Chapter 2. A Narrow Escape. Ant was studying the control panel.
"If I could access the ship's computer, I might be able to find out where the king and queen are. I can't do it from here, though," he said. "I think we need to get to the bridge."
"Okay," said Max. "Let's head there then."
Tiger was about to reach for the door controls when he heard a rumbling sound in the corridor outside. His watch started flashing a red warning signal.
"Krulls," he whispered, "hide!" They backed quickly into the shadows just as the door hissed open. A lone hunter Krull rolled in, its green metal body uncurled. Then it began scanning the room. Cat held her breath and squeezed herself under the control panel as the Krull's scanner swept by. For a terrible moment, the scanner stopped in front of the panel. Then the Krull spun round sharply and began scanning the other side of the room. Suddenly, Tiger was revealed in the scanner's glare.
"Intruder alert!" screeched the Krull. "Assistant needed!"
A deafening alarm went off.
"Whoop! Whoop! Whoop!"
Tiger darted towards the doorway. The Krull raised its arm ready to fire an energy ball when...
"Over here, Krull!"
Max called quickly. The Krull turned and Tiger sped out of the room. The Krull was now heading straight for Max.
"Up there!"
shouted Nock, pointing to a metal grill in the wall. Max understood immediately. He pressed the button on his watch and shrank to micro size. Then he released the wings on his suit and flew up to the grill. Nock and Ant followed Max, and all three squeezed through the grill just in time to avoid the Krull's energy ball.
"Phew!"
said Max. Across the room, he saw Cat run out of the door after Tiger. Chapter 3. The Bridge. Max peered down a long tunnel.
"We must be in the service docked," said Nock. "We have them on the Excella."
The Excella was Nock's microship.
"The docks run all over the ship. Do you think we can reach the bridge from here using the docks?" asked Max.
"I think so," said Nock. Max, Ant, and Nock made their way along the service dock, heading for the bridge. The sound of the alarm became more distant. Every so often they heard a patrol of Krulls rumble along the corridors beneath them. After what seemed like a long walk, Max signaled for the others to stop. Just in front of them was another metal grill. Light shone through it into the service dock. They edged forwards and peered down.
"Wow, it's the bridge," whispered Ant.
The bridge was lit by eerier green lights. A sharp acid smell drifted from the pipes that wound round the walls. Computers hummed and screens flickered. In the middle of the room was the central station where Batla normally sat. Right now, it was empty, and there were no Krulls in sight.
"The coast looks clear," Nock said. "Let's get down there then," said Max.
The three friends climbed through the grill, released their wings, and flew down. Chapter 4. Krull Attack. As Ant reached the central station, he looked at one of the computer screens. It showed Cat and Tiger desperately running away from a patrol of Krulls.
"What can we do, Max?" he said.
Max's stomach twisted. Cat and Tiger are smart. I'm sure they'll be okay. We need to focus on finding the king and queen.
The three friends landed on the main computer panel. Quickly, Ant set to work.
Look, he exclaimed, a map of the ship.
He took a photo of it with his watch. Then he pointed to the middle deck.
It looks like they are prison cells. I bet that's where your parents are, Nock.
Nock felt a little bubble of hope.
Let's go, said Max,
determined. He stepped to one side, but as he did so, he knocked a lever which slid backwards. Suddenly, there was a shrill bleep. At once, the door slid open, and the cruel guard rolled in. It uncurled, ready to attack.
Intruders, all crews to the bridge.
Fly!
Cried Max, as the crew moved towards them. The boys and Nock took off and made for the docks again. The crew detected their movement and hurled an energy ball at the three friends. Nock grabbed Ant and pulled him into the docks as an energy ball exploded next to him. Chapter 5 River of Goo. Max, Ant, and Nock started running down the tunnel. All of a sudden, another energy ball blasted the metal wall of the duct behind them. The explosion shattered one of the pipes. A bright citrus yellow goo spurted out of the pipe and started gushing towards them.
Faster!
Yelled Nock. They ran on.
This way, said Ant, looking at the map on his watch.
Ant turned sharp right where the tunnel split in two. Max and Nock shot round the corner after him just as the river of goo washed past. Ant pointed to another metal grill.
Over there, he said,
breathing hard. Max, Ant, and Nock climbed down through the grill. They came out into a corridor lined with doors. Ant checked the map on his watch.
We're in the prison block, he said.
Nock called out,
Mom? Dad?
His tiny voice echoed off the metal walls. Just then, a crew rolled into view, blocking the end of the corridor. Another one appeared behind it.
What now?
Whispered Ant. They heard a noise behind them. They turned round to see a strange green rat-like creature wearing silver armor. It waved its paw. It seemed to be beckoning them. They looked at each other nervously. Should they follow the rat? Could they trust it?